From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Fighting intensifies as Syrian peace talks get underway. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura Monday officially declared the Syria peace process underway in Geneva. He met members of the opposition High Negotiation Committee and plans to do the same today with a government delegation. The opposition says it will not enter a political dialogue until there are concrete measures to alleviate the humanitarian situation. Farah Atassi is a member of the opposition delegation.
The whole world watched the unprecedented escalation of violence and the bombing of the Syrian regime for Mu'addamiya. 52 of TNT barrel hit Mu'addamiya yesterday, whereas the whole world looking to Geneva for starting a serious negotiation or a serious peace process. The Syrian opposition is keen to end the suffering of the Syrian people. However, you cannot ask the Syrian opposition to engage in any negotiation with the regime under this escalation.
Syrian forces and their Russian allies are also on the move near the northern city of Aleppo. U.S. presidential envoy to the anti-Islamic State coalition, Brett McGurk, visited northern Syria over the weekend to meet local leaders. His visit the first by a top U.S. diplomat to the war-torn country since former ambassador to Syria Robert Ford left Damascus in early 2012. The lawyer defending former Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo before the International Criminal Court at The Hague Monday said his client was working to restore democracy in the country when he was forcibly ousted from power. It was lawyer Emmanuel Elton's opening statement in Gbagbo's trial for crimes against humanity. His client has pleaded not guilty to the four charges against him following 2010 post-election violence that left some 3,000 dead. This is VOA News.